When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show.
What product is that in your do this morning?
It's just...
It's a little crispy. It's crispity.
Well, it's
a little crunchy.
It's a little... It's to kind of hold the pieces together. It's called fashion hair. It's what you call fashion hair. So
it's It's a little like... You know Kenny Powers?
Oh, yeah. Eastbound and Down.
Yeah, it's a little Eastbound and Down, old girl.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
It kind of is. The way you have it, it looks kind of like a mullet.
Yeah, a little mullety.
Oh, my God. Wait, here. I'll take... Janice.
Yeah, but do a mock-up.
Yeah, side by side.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to... Look here.
Yeah, this is why we need to be experimenting with these Facebook Live things so people can see the things that I see.
There's the cops.
Okay. Oh! Not traffic cops, though.
The fuzz.
The fuzzers. Now.
Yeah.
This is called fashion hair.
Have you been, old girl?
You know, we have so many, there's been so much tough stuff. There's so many tough topics.
And I'm not doing the gorilla.
I know.
I can't handle the gorilla.
No, I know.
I don't want to hear about that.
I know.
Or the lions and the, I can't. Maybe animals should not be for human entertainment. Maybe that's.
Then there's the alligator.
Can I just say that?
I know, the alligator story.
The alligator one is a little bit. Interesting to me, only for this reason.
Just so you don't know, the alligator, it was Disney World in Florida, and the little boy was wading in the water, and the alligator came up and...
Grabbed him. Which is the most horrific...
Didn't eat him. Yeah. Let him go. I mean, obviously drowned him, but let him go.
Yeah. But, I mean, I remember hearing about that going, this is a nightmare that you never recover from, right?
Absolutely.
But here's the thing that I would bring up about this that I find kind of interesting. I read an article... on this Facebook thing that I follow called Scary Mommy. And it's like this funny little blog that they do, right? And they're able to do it because there's no face. So, in other words, there's no celebrity to attack.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Right, for the things that they post, which is wonderful because it's like, really, Jake?
It's the advertisement through the app that I'm putting side by side.
Oh, with Manus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're forgiven.
Thank you.
So, as long as it's at Manus's expense,
exactly.
I'm fine. So... Anyway, I read this blog or article or whatever, and this woman pointed out, she goes, you know, back in the day, a woman was at a store and she let her kid play Atari or whatever with the other kids, and that kid went missing. That kid was Adam Walsh.
Right.
Right? Then there was another one. a little girl was playing something, something, and the parents turned their back for a second, and that kid was baby Jessica or whatever, the one that fell in the well.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Oh, my God. I remember that.
Right. Oh. And she goes, and back in the day, everybody was like, there was this outpouring. Oh, my God. Is that me? Oh, Jake sent it to me. Okay. I'm going to look at it in a minute. There was this outcry of support, right? And oh, my God, and the parents, and everyone's devastated, and we're so devastated for you, and what can we do, and this and that and the other. This thing happens nowadays in 2016 to this little boy in Florida, and the first thing you see, and they posted all these comments, where were the parents? What's wrong with the parents? What did they expect? And you realize the parents were there. The dad ran into the water. He just didn't have the physical strength to wrestle with a freaking crocodile.
Exactly.
And I can't tell you how many times, you know, we let our kids play in the surf of the beach and we're sitting on the deck. They're at least 50 yards away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could see them, but they're 50 yards away. I mean, and it's like, I watch the surf. If it's a bad surf day, but there is no surf. It's a man-made lake. There was no surf.
Yeah.
It didn't say crocodiles, this, that, the other.
Yeah, it was a lagoon.
It didn't. Yeah, I mean, what do you think? He's going to find a frog? Like, they obviously could see their kid, that they were able to run fast enough to try to get him.
Mm-hmm.
But what killed me is that nowadays, instead of being like, oh my God, this is the most horrible, awful, like, what can we do? How can we support the family? Everyone attacks.
Yeah.
And judges. And that's the world we're living in right now. And I don't know if it's because of the internet, and maybe they would have done the same thing to Adam Walsh's mom back in 1980.
You got to wonder. Yeah, absolutely, because there's so many voices. There's so many where you would never hear all those
voices.
But you'd
never say it publicly, right? You'd say it anonymously.
True.
Would you ever go up to this family and be like, oh, your son just got killed by a crocodile. Ugh, where were you? You'd never say that to their face.
Yep.
You would never say it to their face, nor would you likely say it, you know, to out in public. So behind a keyboard, yeah, you're like saying all this hideous stuff. And I just, I'm like, what? Why do we do this? And I myself think, imagine Janice, I can just tell you, there are so many times, you know, you can't always watch your kids. You can't stop bad things from happening. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, there's gross negligence, but this wasn't gross negligence. It wasn't like they didn't know where the kid was. They weren't able to see him. You know, it said alligators, and they were like, screw it. Let's take our chances.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's
no,
my comment on this one is, Jesus, people.
Unless
you're perfect.
Right. But no, but just the thought of, you know, this family will never be the same. That father, can you imagine?
I would kill myself. I don't think, unless I had other kids, I think I'd be like, I'm just not doing this one. Can't live with this one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I seriously think, I honest to God was laying in bed thinking, I don't think I could ever get that out of my head. And if it wasn't for if I had another kid that I had to live for, I'd be like, I just am not so sure about this one.
Yeah.
I honest to God think you'd have to hospitalize me, like take everything away from me. I just couldn't. I saw that and I just looked at Nicole because we were working, and I looked at Nicole and I saw the headline come up on CNN and I was like, this can't be happening. It just can't be happening. It's the mom wars. Dads don't do it to each other. It's the mom wars. And I mean, dude, unless you're perfect, and we are, none of us are, you know, hey, from your glass house, easy with the stones, man. And pray to God that the one time you turn your back for a second, nothing like that happens. Because it is a matter of chance. Who the hell would have known?
Yeah.
Anyway. Now what, Manus?
We're not going to talk about the gorilla.
No, no can do on the gorilla, no.
We did the alligator.
Here's my answer on the gorilla and the lion and all that stuff. Maybe animals should not be a part of human entertainment. Next.
Okay. All right. There's many things, but the Stanford rape case.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I would do 6 months in jail for 20 minutes of, quote, action with that kid. I would.
All right, next topic.
I would. Yeah. Did you see the article? I don't know if this is real or not. Heidi and I can't figure it out, about the girl in the UK that was accosted, and her attacker passed out drunk, and she cut off his genitalia and made him eat it. I don't know if it's true or not.
I'll do some fact checking.
Yeah,
on that.
I'm going to give you the link. I'm gonna
send
you
the link. That story came out after the Stanford?
Yeah, it's Nicole sent it to me. Because the Stanford thing, I was obviously, as you know. It's called thisisengland.org.uk. Woman castrated rapist and forced him to eat his genitals at gunpoint. Thisisengland.org.uk.
Wow.
And I was like, is it like the Onion or something? But it really didn't. I was like, it's not funny at all. The guy's name is Robert Williams. The attacker, Robert Williams, is a three-time convicted child molester.
So what I know of this case so far, and for the end of it, so he's got the abuser, rapist, freak show will be probably out of jail within
5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
I know.
The only thing that I have also heard, remember there was that big thing trying to get the judge to have him.
I heard he's not though.
But however, they're not allowing him to do certain cases. I noticed that they had to take away a case from him that had anything to do with abuse. Now, I don't know if that's going to be forever.
I don't know why he doesn't just... They said, well, no one's running against him, so he can't be removed. I'm like, why?
Oh, that's because of the American system, and you run for that or something, right?
I was so... But boy, does the apple not fall far from the tree, because you saw the letter from that father who was like, oh, you know, my son just can't eat steaks anymore. I saw, like, a bloodthirsty rage. I literally was like, okay, I can't... I mean, I truly... The reason I brought up that girl in the UK is because I just have like these Dexter moments. Do you ever see that show? Like he kills these bad guys, where I thought to myself, like, I could do 20 minutes with that kid. I would do 6 months in jail for 20 minutes with that kid and call myself a hero, by the way.
But however,
what I wouldn't give for 20 minutes with that kid.
Now, you look at a parent, since we were talking about
just
the mommy wars.
Honest.
No, no. But you look at the parents. So they're going to do everything. Even the grandparents jumped on the bandwagon, and his sister jumped on the bandwagon that, oh, my brother, my grandson, you know, they're going to defend him no matter what. Right? Now,
but look what the dad said.
Right, exactly.
For 20 minutes of action. There you go. That's how you breed a rapist. You say things like that. Look at the father. His email or his letter to the judge about like what it was. It's a lot of time for 20 minutes of action. You realize the kid like essentially grabbed her from the party, dragged her behind a dumpster, took all these pictures that his friends were like, you need to delete that, was sending him to his friends. I mean, the kid's a sociopath.
Absolutely.
A flat out sociopath. What I would not give. I told Heidi, I'm like, if you gave me the chance right now for 20 minutes of action with that kid and do 6 months in jail, I'd honest to God, because it wouldn't destroy my career.
Let me ask you this.
20 minutes of action with him.
So the support, there's something else to say about certain supporters, because there's,
go back to attacking women again. Like, did you read the letter from the girl on BuzzFeed? Where she the letter that the girl who was attacked wrote?
Oh, and somebody,
how many drinks did you have? You know, what's the last thing you remember? What were you wearing? Where did you go? It's like all of a sudden it's her fault.
Oh, no, I get it.
It's unbelievable.
What's interesting is the people that came out to support him and his friends, all of a sudden, some of them started to renege their support going, oh, you know, because, for example, one of his friends that came out, that they know all these letters went to the judge.
Yeah.
One of his friends had a band. She was a singer in a band. All of a sudden, the band wasn't getting booked anymore. So all of a sudden, she's writing saying, oh, you know what? I've kind of changed my mind about my dear friend, the rapist
friend,
here.
Yeah.
Because, so there's an agenda. There's an agenda behind.
Oh,
all
yeah.
of a sudden, you support the woman who was raped, unconsciously raped, because your band's not getting booked? That's where I go, hang on, man. I think I'd like to leave early. I'd like my ticket to leave early.
What scares me is when it's 1 in 5 girls, I think I saw that statistic from Joe Biden, has this happen on a college campus, and it's not getting any better. The numbers are getting worse, right? Statistically speaking, 1 in 3 women are raped, molested, incested throughout their lifetime. And I just look at it, and all my friends, I was at dinner with all my friends who are raising boys. You know, my friend Cynthia has a 14-year-old, my friend Andy has a 9-year-old, we have a 4-year-old, and boys. And it's like, how... We're all raising boys. How do you stop this? How do you raise the kid on the bike? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
How do you raise the boys on the bicycle that stopped it, ran that fucker down? You know, that's the question. How do we raise that kid and not the other? And I honestly don't know the answer, because it's everywhere, right? Like, seriously, look at the music. The music is like bitches, hoes, sluts, banging bitches, hoes, and sluts at the club while they're naked, making their money. All the music. All this hip-hop music. I mean, even like guys like Usher, I'm like, come on, man, really? Come on. You know, it's the music, it's the porn we've talked about. Like, and I try to be like, whatever, whatever, whatever. You know, men will be men. But when you've got young boys like my friends, is it true, Jake? It's not true.
False.
It was a false. She didn't really do that?
No.
Well, then how is that article out there?
Websites posing as other websites.
Creepy. Okay. Yeah. Good to know. So, because it was macabre. With that said, so Andy's kid comes home and he's 9 and, oh, he found a way to get the parental controls off of his iPad. And the YouTube search popped up and it was like naked people having sex or something. And the problem is these kids have access to porn. Like, remember when you were a kid and porn was like a Playboy under someone's dad's nightstand or something? Now it's like women sleeping with donkeys and it's just disgusting. It's disgusting. And it's like the music, it's the internet, it's the porn they have access to. It's guys like this rapist doing 6 months in jail. I mean, it's just, and I don't know. I think I guess my takeaway here would be, you know, talk to your kids. I talk to my kids, and you may disagree with me. I talk to my kids at 4 and 6 about as much as I can. Like, not about rape, but I talk to them about drugs. I talk to them about alcohol. I talk to them about all of it. And I was like, look, you know, it's normal to experiment. Everybody experiments. I experimented when I was a teenager. And I'm like, these are the things, you know, that you need to be mindful of. Because my other friend's son was given edibles at school, and he's 10. They went to the emergency room, the whole thing. You know how they get it? An older sibling.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I know it's a hypothetical question, and I know that you can never truly answer hypothetical questions, but put yourself in a parent's role if you can. And your son just did this.
I would be it's my worst nightmare. I have two nightmares. I tell Heidi all the time that's my daughter, the girl's my daughter, and the boy's my son. Not together, obviously,
yeah.
But you understand what I'm saying.
I do.
That my son would do something like that, or my daughter would be a victim of that. And it's like, I could see, like, I hate to say this, but like, I really watch Lou like a hawk because she's a pleaser. She's one of those kids. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's like, oh, yeah, sure. And I constantly am like, baby, you know, like, don't talk to, you know, we don't talk to strangers. We don't this. And I'm always, you know, I give her the stranger danger big time because she doesn't have any of it. None of it. And it's like, I just watch her like a hawk all the time. I was actually going to test her one time to see, because like we go to this one restaurant and we can see the little park area and we let them play, but I never take my eyes off of them. And I remember when I was a kid, my parents let us go outside and play, and this guy came up to us and we were throwing an orange around, and he's like, I can get you a real ball if you come with me. My mother came tearing out of that restaurant on fire, but I was going to go. I didn't, you know, I was little. I was like, oh, he's going to give us a ball. I thought about testing Lou with that and seeing what she does. Because you just got to, I tell him everything. I'm like, look, these are the worries. You know, someone could put something in your drink. You could drink too much and be sick. You get in the car. And I'm like, you always talk to me. I'm like, I need to know what you're doing so I can make sure it's clean. I need to know where you are so I can make sure you're safe. I need to know I tell her this starting at 6.
But what about
6?
But, you know, but the thing is, though,
6,
when you
Janice,
think about the,
because they're going to do it. They're going to find it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather know so you can make sure they're safe and not pass out drunk or get in someone's car?
But you can't. But you'll never be able to. You can never wrap armor around your child.
No, you can't. You can't. And that's where the no. You can't. I know.
And I guess. And that's why I think about the parents. Not that I am condoning that father that wrote the letter for his son.
Oh, no, dude. That father is probably the same person.
No, he's off his shorts.
That's where the son gets like that, a dad.
But, you know, then you find other parents that do. Like, I saw an interview with the kids that shot it up at the Columbine shooting. And
right.
One of the moms, for the first time. How many years ago was that? A dozen, at least.
Oh, longer, yeah.
Yeah, longer. And she spoke for the first time, and she is still so broken. You know, and because they were blamed. Where were you when your kids got those guns? Where were you? Why didn't, you know? And she spoke, and she just, what do you say? You show your son. She goes, here's my son on a bicycle. You talk about the kid on the bicycle. And what happens? I don't know. You know, you can, as you say, you can toss stones at the parents, but...
The dad, though, I am throwing a full-blown boulder at that father from the Stanford rape case, because he was like, this is what I get. This is what my son gets for 20 minutes of action. Done.
Oh,
he's a monster.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's different, Janice, because he's like, what?
No, I'm not.
What's the big deal? No, that's where he is the same. He's the same monster, dude.
Yeah.
No, that is what happens.
I'm not defending
And I also think boys, and I struggle with this so often, and I was talking to my mom about it. One of the things that's hard in our household that I haven't figured out is that Phoenix is a lot. He's a challenging kid. He's very smart. He pushes the envelope. He tests constantly. And he and every man I know in my life will tell me a story about when their father like grabbed them or chucked them, you know, held them upside down by their ankle or, you know, pushed them into the wall and said, you know, hey, like one of those. And they were like, whoa, okay. You know, they had some sort of reverence for this like man strength, as Giancarlo calls it, like his father. And I can see the way Phoenix gets when Giancarlo's around. Like Phoenix was calling the nanny names like poophead or whatever. And he plays those games with me, but he was being like disrespectful to the nanny. And, you know, I punished him, but G was like, dude, not cool. And I saw like shame come over my son. And I got to tell you, it was like healthy shame. We don't behave that way. It should have been, he should have felt that way about the behavior. It wasn't cool behavior. But when I do it, I worry. I'm like, is this going to make him hate women? Am I like this domineering woman to him now? I don't want to emasculate him. It's challenging, man.
Yeah.
Raising boys is challenging. I think they need a strong, I really do think they need a strong father figure who's a good guy that teaches, that can help them build their masculinity in such a way where they can be the hero. You know what I'm saying? And not feel small and insecure and try to dominate in an aggressive, evil way. Like the Brock. Let's say his name. Fuck him. Brock. What's his name? Brock Turner. Yeah. Brock Turner, the rapist. All right. Well, thanks for that, Dennis.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, guys, you know I have a million dogs. A million dogs. And I always want the best for my dogs. And my dogs need a lot of exercise and the opportunity to socialize with other dogs. And the perfect place for that is Camp Bow Wow. This place is so cute. It has locations nationwide that offer doggy daycare and boarding for your furry little kids. Your dogs get to play all day long with other dogs. And they have camp counselors who are certified in pet first aid and CPR. And the best part is that when you pick your pooch up after a day of camp, they're so pooped they sleep all night long. Your dog will love camp. You'll love picking up a tired and happy dog. Check them out. CampBowWow.com/Jillian. Get your dog's first day free. That's a killer deal. And if you think you want to own a Camp Bow Wow, you can learn more about franchise opportunities at CampBowWowFranchise.com. So go now. CampBowWow.com/Jillian. All right, Manus, go ahead.
What? Oh,
Manus is angry at me because we made a comparison about the hair, but I just don't know why she won't let me cut her hair or have Chloe cut her hair.
You know why? Because I'm growing my hair out.
To what?
Just growing it out. No, you can't put a picture up of someone who looks and comparing them to a kind of a.
Just the hair.
A guy.
Not the
with
face.
With sunglasses.
The hair.
Stain on his face.
It's
you can't. When you have issues from your past about being very sensitive.
I think you got to go with the Claire dude. The game, the House of Cards look.
Oh, I'll give you a House of Cards.
Nick,
look.
pull up Robin Wright Penn's dude.
I know what Robin Wright Penn looks like.
You got to go with that dude. That's the sophisticated move.
She was Jenny in Forrest Gump.
But the mullet thing is not working for you. Nor is that samurai bun or the crunchy product. You got to trust me here. I'm here to help.
No. Well, apparently not because you put up a picture on some kind.
Jake did. No, we didn't post it anywhere. He texted it to me.
Oh.
It's a private joke here.
It's a private joke. All right.
You didn't even ask me how I am. You didn't even ask me.
I'm waiting to ask you.
No, you didn't even ask. Because this actually is like one of our third segments. I've been here for almost an hour. You haven't even inquired. I mean, if I could be Donnie, you haven't made fun of anything. You're totally unprepared. You've got no weapons in your arsenal.
What are you talking about unprepared?
Well, you got nothing to sling. No dirt, no
mud.
Are
you kidding? Have we talked about your cover yet of the magazine?
I look great. I've never looked better.
Yeah, and you're. What's with those underpants?
It's a bathing suit.
That I don't know what that is. I'm not kidding. It looks like you got in a fight with Heidi before you left. She tore your underpants, and you just said, to hell with it, take the picture.
That's a bathing suit.
Honey, that is. What is that? They're ripped underpants.
It's a bathing suit.
Well, you know what? And I'm going to tell you. There's whole. It's got rip marks in it. It looks like a slingshot around your giggy.
What are you talking about?
Look at it.
A professional stylist put this outfit together.
Well,
on the cover of Shape magazine. And I look amazing. I look better than ever, actually. I don't think I've ever looked so damn good.
No, you look great. I'm just saying. I don't.
Still got it, Manus.
I don't approve of your underpants. Or, I'm sorry, your swim trunks. I don't approve of the trunks. Because they... Would you seriously go swimming like that?
I don't like that picture inside.
See, that's better with your sweatpants on.
I don't love that one either.
No, that's
so
nice.
Much better in the picture. One. That one's cool.
Yeah. See, yeah. That's nice.
Now that is like, the inside spread is like going gay. Do you think I could be more manly in that thing? They wanted it like uber gritty. See, and you're upset about
going gay.
Picture,
what do you mean going? That's what it's called? Going gay?
No.
I'm sorry, honey.
It looks like going gay. Oh. Never mind. Oh, man.
I'm just saying that, you know what? Yeah, I would have changed the trunks in the front. The top is okay.
Trunks.
But those trunks,
bikini bottom.
But look, there's a slash here, there's slashes here. It all works together. It's gritty and slashy.
Yeah.
And okay. Sexy.
You know what?
Mullet Magoo is not with us.
Mullet Magoo.
I'm going to drug you. And I am going to fix that hair. There's no reason for
it. I'm telling you. You know what? I'm glad to see you. I'm always intrigued there where I am in Canada and I'm doing my shopping and there you are in the middle of the shelves. Yeah. It's always intriguing.
I saw her in New York and her commercial comes up on the TV behind us.
Really?
Oh yeah. My God. If I'm at a bar and her commercial comes up, I'm like, I got to go home. She's watching me again.
What commercial?
The treadmill one.
You know what happened?
What?
My dog.
Uh-oh.
Do you see any swelling around my eye?
Kind of on the left eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little
my
bit.
Beloved dog.
Which one?
The big one. The big
Duke.
Dookie.
Duke.
Dookie.
Yeah.
Dookie dog. I love that dog. Hello. That's his voice. I'm going to write a book about that dog, actually. Watch me. That's how much I love that dog. I'm obsessed with this dog. He's like, and he's such a problem child. It's amazing. Like, I can't tell you all the shit this dog gets me into because he's just, you know, he's from the shelter. He's like part pit. He's part shepherd. He's extremely like protective of the kids. He's like just a constant problem, this dog. So anyway, I come home last night and like, look at my arm. I look like I've been shooting up, right? Because a giant pit bull in the street, not mine, came up to my son to say hello. Hello. My dog's on his leash. He came up to say hello. And my dog saw this giant dog come up to my son and lost it. Lost his mind. So I jump in the middle of a fight with pit bulls. And my own dog bites my arm through my sweatshirt. So now I look like I have a disease. Look at my arm. Look at this. Look at these marks.
Oh, man.
Look at that. Look at that bad boy. Then I come home, that dog almost rips his ear off. So for the past month, he's had 3 surgeries on his ear. I've been like literally blood everywhere. I've been dealing with this for a month. Again, I'm way too famous for this. I've been like cleaning his ear. It's a nightmare. I'm like, finally, I think we're going to be able to keep the ear. I come home last night. And like, by the way, wherever I go, there's the dog. If I go to the bathroom, there's the dog. I get out of bed, there's the dog. Everywhere I go. There's the dog, which is endearing to a certain extent, but it's like, I literally cannot take a step. There's the dog.
Yeah.
I mean, and like if somebody comes over to the house, there's the dog. He's like between me and the person. He's like, too close, too close. And it's just, so anyway, I come home and there's the dog and I'm like, oh, dookie, mookie, wookie, dookie, and the whole thing. And I'm bending over, right? Because then my other little dog runs over and is like, oh, you know, so I'm like, oh, hello, Seven. So I'm scratching the other dog. And Duke jumps up from underneath me with the top of his head and knocks me in the skull to the point I truly was like, oh, I saw stars. Stars. Do you have any idea how much crap I need to do this week? I'm like, I'm going to have a black eye.
Well, you know what? It would have been good, though, if you had that black eye with those ripped underpants on the front of Sheet magazine, because then people would go, oh, hey, she just got in a fight and her underpants got ripped and she's got a black eye. And then it would have made sense why you have ripped underpants on. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to help you out here, and I think that's a nice way to cover up the fact that you went on a nationally, international magazine, multinational magazine, it's everywhere, right, with ripped underpants on. And it's around your giggy.
I don't know what your problem is.
They're not underwear.
It's a bathing suit. And I look great.
No, I'm not saying you look great. Honestly, Jillian, you
look... this old girl. Huh?
No, you really do. You look good. Yeah. You look good. You look fit. You look happy. Yeah. You look... There's some
black...
I believe there's some sex appeal going on there.
Yeah.
However...
Yeah. I got knocked in the face, dude.
Well...
By Doogie Woogie. Doogie Wooks. Doogie McDougerton. You know? By the way, I got that dog to sleep with the kids. And...
Is he the one that crapped in the air?
In the...
Oh my God, that's right.
That's the one that crapped his brains out in the attic.
Oh my God.
No, that dog, I'm telling you, has been the bane. And it's like, but like, I just can't. He's like the ultimate problem child, that dog.
It's endearing.
He crapped his brains.
It's endearing.
It's endearing. Hey, do you have a segment or what?
We were, but you know what? It's best. You know what? Why don't we play a little bit of this nice music that you love so much, and we'll come
segment?
Back and chat.
You like working out and helping people, right? Who doesn't? Why not get paid to do what you love? The fitness industry is booming. Personal trainers are on high demand. They're earning great money. And health clubs, sports clinics, corporate wellness, even training college and pro athletes, people. It's an awesome career with tons of prestige. Be your own boss. Love your gig. What could be better than that? But you've got to be certified as a personal trainer in order to do so. The National Academy of Sports Medicine is a great organization. Their online certification program is highly respected. Their certification makes you the go-to fitness expert everybody looks up to. You can totally do this. It's easy. It's online. You can go at your own pace. NASM guarantees that you'll land your first trainer position within 90 days of your CPT certification, or they'll give you your money back. Get started now with your free online 14-day sneak peek program. Yeah, free. Free sneak peek, but you got to hurry because restrictions apply. So go to myusatrainer.com. That's myusatrainer.com. MyUSATrainer.com. Got some questions for me, Newsom?
I have an email question. This is from Rebecca, and she's from the UK. And she says, I need advice on pelvic floor exercises. She's 5 months pregnant.
Oh.
Wanting to know what to do.
Yeah.
And she said she's too shy to ask her yoga teacher. And she goes, it's a really awkward conversation to have with your friends.
Yeah. And you know what? Kegels are like going out of style right now.
Oh, you think?
You know.
But they are, Jill. They are.
But now it's like, it's all about like the whole pelvic floor, not just the Kegels. I know this because we're writing all about it in the book. And you know who's the master on this? Is Andy, actually. Let's get Andy on the phone.
All right, well, hang on.
She's available.
Hang on.
Okay, let's try her.
Hello?
Schwander!
Hi!
Hi, Booger. Where are you?
I'm out. I'm actually, can you tell I'm having a beer? I'm
Andy.
On Venice Boardwalk, of all places.
Do you think you can answer a question about vaginas right now?
Yeah, Andy, should
sort of vagina, not really a vagina though. That's really what we need you to clarify, a vagina related question.
Well, I have one. I speak on my behalf and possibly on behalf of others. My answers might get a little bit more south of PG. So go ahead now.
Okay, man, let's go.
All right, Andy, here it is. She writes, I need advice on pelvic floor exercises. I'm 5 months pregnant and everyone keeps telling me how important these are, but I can't find anyone to explain exactly how to do them. They just give this vague direction of engaging the muscles you use when you're half peeing. But there's a lot of different muscles down there in different areas. And she says, I'm too shy to ask my yoga teacher
Andy, first of all, can you, because Andy's been doing this for me on the book, and it's, we've actually been going back and forth for days about this. And there's all this research now about just Kegels don't work, and you got to engage the whole pelvic floor. And so, Mama, first of all, what is the pelvic floor? Tell everybody what the hell that means in English. What does that mean?
Yeah, so the pelvic floor is like a hammock in your undercarriage, and it connects the pubic symphysis underneath, and when you contract, the Kegel lifts the pelvic floor, or actually contract the muscle. Here's what you got to remember: the pelvic floor, because it controls continence,
peeing.
Pee,
so you don't
poop,
pee yourself, guy. Okay, pee and poop, which is why Janice pees herself. Janice, you need to listen.
It's actually working all the time. It's already always working. When you contract it, you make it tighter. You let it go. If you truly let it go, you would pee-pee in your pants. And so, therefore,
Dennis,
the pelvic floor is a muscle that is kind of involuntary. And so, therefore, when they're screaming, Kegels, 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 they said that it was something that would help you keep the pelvic floor, the hammock in your undercarriage, really strong and tight. However, what they started to learn around 2010, they started to realize if you make it overly tight, it actually can cause pelvic floor disorder. And so, therefore, it's kind of, you got to think of it as a more holistic approach. And if you don't already have loose Kegels, which I will have to trust a person for having because I don't test for that, you don't really have to do much for it. However, you should just be aware of it so that you can prevent incontinence, which could not necessarily always happen during pregnancy. So everyone that says Kegels, 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 there is merit to it. But you don't really need to concern yourself as much as they once thought you did. So that thing, the pelvic floor, is a lot like, let's consider it like the arch in your foot. Unless you pronate or have like dropped arches, you don't need to be doing exercise that strengthen them because they're already there. They already work. When you're pregnant, they can become compromised. But most often than not, if you just are a little aware of them, it's not like you have to do the master contraction of the, you know, the pelvic floor. And the Kegels is only one part of the pelvic floor.
Right. So then how do you engage them all? So, like, I Googled this while you were talking. Pelvic floor, and it's like rectum, anus, muscles that support the bladder, vagina, urethra, bladder outlet. And it is quite literally, like, literally Google this. It's exactly what you said. It's that whole, like, whole banana hammocky thing in your crotch area. Yeah, but it's your butt and the whole shebang. So how are you supposed to exercise this, though, then?
Well, to actually engage the pelvic floor, there's a couple things to do. Kegel is kind of one of them whereby you are supposed to stop the stream of pee midstream. That will contract the Kegel. But then there's other muscles, too, like even when you're transverse. A physiotherapist taught me one time that when you pull your transverse in, which is like the wraparound cummerbund of the abs that actually attach to your lower back, your multifidus and all the little muscles that go in between the spine, when you contract that as well, it engages the whole pelvic floor. So it's pulling the abs in, it's pulling the corset up, and then it's also giving yourself a little bit of a pelvic tilt. That
so it's like sucking
engagement.
It in and tucking your tailbone. Pulling, pulling your belly button in towards the spine.
Yep.
Okay. So it's like whenever we cue abs, we're like, don't push the belly button out. Like, pull it in towards the spine as you exhale.
Yeah.
Like, I'll always say exhale and think about drawing the belly button in as you exhale instead of pushing out and tuck the tailbone in. Oh, schmander.
And when they say you lose your arch, like when you really lose your arch in your lumbar, you can become really compromised with your pelvic floor. But the problem with women is the pressure more on the bladder, not so much the angle of the hips. And so when you get a lot of pressure on your bladder and then you tend to get like lackadaisical, then that can lead to maybe, you know, disuse. But, you know, it's more rare than people think. And that's why they kind of came out, Jill. And that's why you and I have been talking about that, is because, you know, it's just one of the problems. It's more alignment and all those kinds of variables together that keep that little, you know, sex hammock nice and functional. But unless it's tight, which you'd think is a bad thing, you know, which some people think is a bad thing, but it's not. It just has to be active.
Got it. Okay, I got it. And the thing is,
so,
like,
you know, when you're at the light, here's an example. When you're at the light, give yourself a little, like, functional pull in. Squeeze your kind of bum cheeks together a little bit, you know, and then make sure your pelvis is aligned, not overly forward and backward. And
squeeze
then give
the bum cheeks. We're all squeezing our butt and pulling our belly button.
Yes. It's so sexy, really, when you think about it. That might be the beer talking, but it's...
But everybody... Okay, so first of all, by the way, if you are pregnant and you want to make this a little easier on yourself, Andy has a whole slew of... It's called the... Pregnancy, I have written about this damn thing in the book about 1,000 times. Pregnancy Sculpt, right, Andy?
Yep.
So
yes.
Andy's
Thank
DVD
you.
Is called Pregnancy Sculpt. And Andy, this is all three trim. Tell me again. I don't have one. I just make Andy do all that. Yeah, it's the whole pregnancy you cover, right? And where do they get it?
You can find it on my website, AndreaOrbeck.com, in the store section. And thank you, Jill.
Schmander. But, okay, and then also, though, I have read this as we've been writing this, right? Because we've been going through all of this. And as we get older, pregnant or not pregnant, Janice pees herself all the time. So you should do this pregnant or not pregnant, right, to keep that whole area in check.
Yeah, I think so. But also I think that it's part of the whole thing. Like, you should be conscious about it. You know what they say is really, really effective? And also strengthening the pelvic floor that's not just like deeply internal in the cavity is squats and glute work, because then your glutes and squats keep the pelvis in a correct position, which also helps keep it strong. And that's a lot of things that you'll notice, that when someone is sedentary and older and they don't have great posture, they hunch forward. Their pelvis changes in the shape that it should be in. And
I just caught myself doing that.
Good exercise that keeps the posture in good place, not only like advocating that, you know, someone should be strong. You should have muscle, you know, strength. And so you don't want to atrophy when it grows small. You want to have hypertrophy where it grows strong. And so if you keep your pelvis strong, your pelvic floor is going to get strong along with it. Then you co-contract and keep that little pelvic floor working while you do those other movements, and then you're golden. And that's kind of the key to the pelvic floor. It's the whole thing. It's the whole thing. You got to have use, not disuse.
But Andy, do you think in a way, but there's, we kind of, women have a, it's not that there's a shame about that area, but sometimes there is like a, we don't have a connection sometimes with that area, don't you think? Because it's like the, from the old days, it's like the forbidden, does that make any sense?
Fruit.
Yeah.
The forbidden fruit in the forbidden hammock.
Yeah.
That's what the problem is.
It is, isn't it? So it's not that we don't want to have it in shape. It's just there's a disconnect, isn't there? I don't know. Maybe I don't know if I'm blowing out my ass or not, but it just...
If you guys are to Google even men with pelvic floor disorder, they can get it too. And not only that, it can actually affect erectile dysfunction. So we're not the only species that's actually being affected by it. So they teach men how to do Kegels as well. We are all on the same Kegel page.
All right, Andy. Thank you, Andy. Thank you for hopping on with us.
My
That's great.
Pleasure.
That's awesome.
If you guys call me after my third beer, I'll have waived my...
You'll have...
Save your bike.
I'm sure. Andy Orbeck, once again, thank you so much. All right.
Pleasure. Love you guys.
Thanks,
Bye-bye.
Baby. Talk to you later. And don't forget, send us your questions at JillianPodcast@gmail.com.